Tom Humphreys, the Nashville Bureau Chief for the Knoxville News Sentinel, joining us for a checkup on our General Assembly. Good morning, Tom.
Good morning, Chrissy.
All right, well, it's been in the news. We haven't really talked about it because I wanted to wait and see what happened. Last week was Sex Week at UT, and we've heard bits and pieces from the legislature about this. The latest that we heard last week was that the Senate had written a letter to University of Tennessee President Joe DiPietro, sort of threatening to pull funding from the university if Sex Week continues.
Yes, that is the case. And they had a Senate Education Committee approved a second resolution condemning UT Sex Week and directing the UT Board of Trustees to give students a chance to opt out of paying fees for such things. There is a great excitement among the legislators about the whole proposition of Sex Week. Senator Mike Bell, who sponsored the latest resolution, basically says velvet glove this year, hammer next year if the UT administrators and the Board of Trustees doesn't do something to regulate the content of Sex Week. Senator Bell said that about 80% of what they do there is okay. He looks at another 20% of that as obscenity that should not be occurring. Lieutenant Governor Ron Ramsey has joined in. There's a general concern among legislators about all that.
Addressing that, President DiPietro has consistently said that the university is within its First Amendment rights to have these events for Sex Week. What can the legislature really do? I mean, if students are able to opt out fees for Sex Week, then that means that students would be able to opt out of fees for lots of different things, right?
That raises the possibility, depending on how they worded the language of that bill. That is a concern for several folks. The legislature is arguably threatening, at least, to interject itself. Micromanage is a favorite word, the affairs of the university. But they see this as such an offensive behavior on the part of the students over there that they'd feel obliged to do something.
Have any of the trustees said anything about this at all, including Governor Haslam?
They have expressed sort of general concern about the situation. I do not know of any direct for or against comments from trustees or from Governor Haslam.
Well, speaking of micromanaging, the Senate passed its version of a bill that basically requires that Governor Haslam ask the General Assembly before he makes a decision on Medicaid expansion in the state. Several people have said it's a completely redundant move. It doesn't really do anything except to put in writing that Governor Haslam has to ask the General Assembly, which he's already said multiple times that he would do.
I would agree with your assessment there, Chrissy. I think this began as political posturing, has expanded to be ballyhooed by both sides as much ado about nothing. As a practical matter, the governor has said, promised repeatedly that he will seek legislative approval before any Medicaid expansion move. Basically, he didn't need to make that promise because the budget process would require the legislature to approve a budget involving any Medicaid expansion funds. This bill started out to say the governor shall not ever do Medicaid expansion. They amended it down to just say he has to have a legislature's permission. It can be seen and is seen by some as sort of an insult to the governor, saying they don't trust him. The governor's taken no position after they backed off the original. And it's had big amendment fights. Democrats put up amendments to change the bill in various ways to say, well, we will offer Medicaid expansion to veterans, for example, or to people suffering from autism and disabling diseases. Those were all killed flatly by the Republican majority. And as I say, there was much ado, but the bottom line is it doesn't do a whole lot of anything.
Now, you said there was sort of a curiosity to this bill.
Yes, I thought an interesting thing was Senator Doug Overby from Maryville, towards the end of the Senate debate, and they spent like an hour plus on that, noted that the language of the bill itself says that the governor shall make no decision or obligate the state in any way on Medicaid expansion, et cetera. And he stated, well, the governor shall make no decision, literally could be translated to, basically he couldn't, literally, following the wording, couldn't do anything to decide anything without going to the legislature, as one senator put it, and saying, Mother, may I? So he proposed a simple amendment to just change it to delete the words, make no decision, and say, shall not obligate the state in any way. That was rejected by the sponsoring senator, saying it would kill the bill, by sending it back to the House for concurrence on an amendment. And the House has said that if it came back with an amendment, it'd have to start the process and go back to committee all over again. Senator Overby said that was gross hyperbole. Nonetheless, they killed his amendment, but they adopted another amendment, which says that if there's a special session on Medicaid expansion, say this fall, then legislators would not be paid for attending the special session. So it did go back to the House for concurrence, probably this evening. It's just been an odd bunch of bills and posturing and so forth all around on that one.
Now we're into March. The committees are going to start wrapping up this week, you said?
Some committees will be closing down this week. In the House, I would say almost most of the subcommittees will shut down this week. In the Senate, the Energy and Natural Resources Committee will be shutting down, a final meeting scheduled this week. Starting to look at winding things down. So mid-April at the latest, say the legislative leaders.
Tom Humphrey is the Nashville Bureau Chief for the Knoxville News Sentinel. Thanks, Tom.
Thank you, Chrissy.